Start of the month means that we have Allie Green from Methodist Fremont Health Foundation. Welcome.
Thanks. Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. And you brought a guest.
I did. I have Betsy Flores with me. She's the program director for the Wound Center.
Nice, nice. Well, I think I remember seeing something on the Wound Center recently, receiving some awards. So, Betsy, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your job over there and how long you've been there, first of all?
Sure. Yeah, my name's Betsy Flores. I've been actually at the Wound Center pretty close to when it opened, and it opened in 2010, and I started in 2011. But my job there is to be the director of the program there, and we are part of the hospital, but we're also affiliated with Healogix, which is a wound care company that oversees over 600 wound centers across the nation.
Mm.
And so when we were recognized, Healogix recognized us among the top 5% in the nation. So something we're super proud of. They call it the President Circle Award. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Are there that many in Nebraska? How many wound centers are there in Nebraska? Do you know?
That are affiliated with Healogix, I think there's only three, but there are several wound centers around us. There's in Norfolk, there's like five in Omaha, Columbus. So it is common.
Okay. Yep. I was going to say, though, we're pretty fortunate to have one here,
yes.
I would think.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of the things that you're dealing with on a daily basis, is there tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So what we do at the Wound Center is we treat any open wound, and the most common wounds that we see are diabetic foot ulcers, pressure injuries, venous ulcers, or any surgical wounds that have opened up, or trauma wounds. Arterial ulcers are the most common type of wounds that we see.
Okay. Mainly after surgeries, or
it could be anything. There's about 7 million Americans that live with a non-healing wound. So a healthy person, you know, if we scrape ourselves, get a skin tear, we heal, you know, within a couple weeks. But with patients that have multiple conditions, it impedes healing, and it doesn't heal on their own, so they require a little extra help from a wound care center, a wound care team. We have a lot of wound care services that can help that wound heal faster.
Yeah, yeah.
And prevent complications, especially infections, hospitalization.
And it's not just older people either.
Oh, no. We've seen as little as 9 months old baby to 106-year-old. So it could be anybody. There's so many things that can affect a wound to not heal. There's also cancer, burns. We do treat burns. And then we also have two hyperbaric oxygen chambers. So there's not that many in the Nebraska.
What would that be used for?
So that is used for some difficult to heal diabetic foot ulcers. Usually that means that they've progressed into the bone, have a serious infection.
Mm-hmm.
Wounds that have had exposure to radiation. And then we also see a lot of patients that have had radiation to the pelvis, specifically a lot of men that have had prostate cancer have had radiation to the pelvis, and that radiation helps with, you know, cure the cancer, but it also damages the tissue in the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start experiencing other symptoms like blood in their urine, pain, mm-hmm. things like that. And hyperbaric oxygen is the only known treatment to reverse the damage of radiation.
Okay.
So we actually see a lot of patients with that. Gas gangrene, acute arterial insufficiency are among other diagnoses that we can treat in the chamber.
So you are plenty busy.
Yes, we are busy.
Yeah, you're not just sitting there waiting for people.
No, but we obviously are accepting new patients. You don't require a doctor referral. If you do have a wound or know a family member that's suffering from a wound, you don't have to wait to get referred to us. We do accept self-referral. So we're busy, but doors are open.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had to be referred by your doctor, where they're like, oh, you got to go to the wound center now. That's not the case.
No, not specifically. Unless it's a surgical wound and your surgeon, we have to have permission from your surgeon. But if it's any other type of wound, you can self-refer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had ankle surgery, and this would have been many, several, probably 10, 15, 20 years ago. Anyway, I had the ankle for about 10 years. It became infected then, and that was something where obviously the wound center would be perfect for something like that.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, where you actually have a contraption of some sort that keeps the obviously your foot or your ankle's a long ways from your heart. You got to keep that blood pumping, don't you?
Yes, we consider ourselves a multidisciplinary team because we work with many departments in the hospital and refer often to vascular surgery if it's needed, infectious disease if infection becomes a problem. So we work alongside many other providers that to help, you know, the patients the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. I would think the circulation part of it is a very important part, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Well, nice to have you in here this morning. I know Friday we had a big celebration out in front of the hospital. Wow, that was really nice.
We did. It was such a wonderful day honoring Shawn Shanahan Brown with her new healing garden out by the Cancer Center on the east side of the hospital. We believe we had about 200 guests in attendance, despite the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to kind of shift our initial plan for the day. But overall, it was absolutely wonderful. And it was just the perfect day to honor her.
Going to be such a great space there on the east side, and it is a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Yes, it was very intentional placing it there, obviously right outside the cancer center. Patients that are receiving some of their treatments will look right outside the windows onto that healing garden. People can wait for a ride for their cancer appointments in that space, as well as the number of employees that enter the building through that door every day, myself included. I think it's just a perfect space to kind of take a deep breath before you walk in for the day.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Can you see it from the wound center?
No,
just
we're
there.
Actually,
you're down
located,
the way a little bit down. Yeah,
just a few blocks north from the hospital.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Right.
But we drive through.
Drive by it. Yeah. There you go. Other activities coming up. I know you have late fall, the golf tournament, but
yes, our golf tournament is September 21st and that will benefit our scholarship fund. So we give those scholarships to people who are mostly entering the healthcare field. And many of them end up returning back to Fremont. And then this Thursday, June 4th, is Stuff the Truck from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And all of those donations stay local and benefit CareCorps Lifehouse. They really look for non-perishable food items. I saw on the list that they are needing toilet paper and paper towels.
Okay.
And they also accept cash donations because they can really stretch cash donations to benefit their clientele. More than just you and I purchasing from the grocery store.
Good. Good deal.
Yeah.
And that'll be all day on Thursday, right?
Yes. Yeah. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It helps out Lifehouse CareCorps. So
yes.
Appreciate that for sure.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Anything else? That'll do it.
That's it for
Well,
June.
Thank you. Betsy, nice to see you. And thanks for coming in to
thanks
share more about
me.
The Wound Center. We appreciate it.